Well, summer's just around the corner, and I know you're focused on getting that summer travel, that fun vacation booked. But with prices escalating, you really want to make sure you can afford this summer travel. Monarch is the personal finance app that tracks everything: accounts, investments, savings goals, and spending. Get your first year of Monarch Core for half off, just $50, with promo code Jill on Money. It's like having a financial advisor in your pocket. I was playing with their site and I found the visual flow of money so easy to understand. You might realize that by using Monarch Money that your lifestyle expenses are creeping up, or maybe that your savings rate has fallen off a little bit. Most apps tell you what you've already spent, but Monarch helps you map out big purchases to see if you're on track before it's too late. Use code Jill on Money at monarch.com to get your first year of Monarch Core half off at just $50. That's 50% off your first year at monarch.com with code Jill on Money. Hey gang, you know, it's been a tough job market and a lot of people looking to bring in some extra income. And if you've ever looked into starting your own company, you know how quickly the complexity piles up. Setting up systems, finding partners, and building processes from scratch can be a roadblock. That's where Fora comes in. Fora is a modern travel agency platform designed for entrepreneurs who want to build and scale their own travel business without starting from zero. They've basically packaged everything you need to launch and operate successfully into a single platform. Instead of spending months sourcing partnerships, Fora connects you to a network of over 7,000 preferred travel partners, which unlocks those amazing VIP perks for your clients, like room upgrades and resort credits. As an advisor, you'll have full autonomy and control over your business using their industry-leading booking and payments infrastructure to earn commission on every hotel, cruise, and experience you book. It's a professional foundation that lets you focus on your clients rather than the logistics. Become a Fora advisor today at foratravel.com/jillonmoney. That's foratravel.com/jillonmoney. And make sure you tell them that we sent you. foratravel.com/jillonmoney. Welcome to the Jill on Money Show. It is Monday, June 1st, and we are here answering your financial questions. If you have one, all you need to do is go to our website, jillonmoney.com. In the upper right-hand corner, there is a Contact Us button. When you click that button, a form will pop up. That form will basically give you an opportunity to tell us everything that's on your mind and also let us know what are the questions that we can try to help you out with. Now, if you'd like to join us on the program live, check the box. And you're going to see, are there two boxes there now, Mark, or just one? There's two. One says audio and one says video, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So if you want to join us via audio, fantastic. Check the box. If you are this is very mean and ageist, but if you're under the age of 45, check the video box. Why? Because we have a new show. It is launching and it is really geared towards younger listeners, viewers. The show is called Money Moves. And I am so psyched for this because even though I said I would never do a video podcast, this one's kind of cool. So the premise of the program is that sort of like what we do here, but for people who are just starting out their financial journeys. So, you know, basically a show that helps you take control of your financial life earlier on when you can make a huge difference. So if you're listening right now to this program, you've got anyone in your life under the age of 45, or you just want to hear what the under 45 people are up to, then subscribe to us, follow us. We have links at jillonmoney.com. This is also going to be a YouTube show. Aunt Jill will be there and Mark also on camera, much to his chagrin. So are you thinking that you have to like jazz up your wardrobe a little bit, Mark?
No, I will. In fact, for every single episode that we do, you will see soon enough, I will be wearing the same shirt.
What are you talking about? It's going to be like your lucky shirt.
You'll see.
Okay. Is it the Jill on Money pullover?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Is it like, oh, okay. I'm excited to see what this is all about. I like it. And it's an exciting thing to imagine that you will wear the same shirt every time. Anyway, everything is on the website. Thank you so much for supporting us. This show means a lot to us. And we're going to really try to make a go of it doing what we do here, but really, again, gearing this towards a video show, but also to people who can really get frustrated with the advice that you and I, like any older person, gives. I was just writing an article, Mark, which I think you're going to love. It's going to be for the next blog post. It's called Stop Giving Bad Financial Advice. Is that good for the people of my age-ish?
Yeah, we don't get bad advice.
No, but you know what I mean. Like the people that we hear about, like when we hear about from one of you guys and you're like, I want my kid to buy a house. And we're like, really? Does the kid want that? That's what we're talking about. Okay. So let's get this show started. We are talking to Eli, who joins us from South Carolina. Hello, Eli.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Hello, Jill.
What's happening? What can we do for you?
Well, my wife and I have been savers for a very long time, and we have had a financial plan that said we can retire at 55. Mm-hmm. And when I look at our dashboards, we like to be in blue. Our dashboards have red, yellow, green, and blue.
What? Tell me, where does the other color scenario come in? What's going on?
Well, the blue means whenever you do that Monte Carlo sort of shaking the dice, it ends up better than green.
Okay. I want to just say that we should rebrand Monte Carlo because we had a caller many years ago who asked about the Monte Cristo, and I thought it was it's a better sandwich and a better name for this. Okay. So everyone who's listening, the Monte Carlo simulation is something that nerdy math people like to put together that essentially gives you the probability that all goes well in the future based on your financial goals and given the money that you have accumulated. Financial advisors love this crap. It's nice, and I think they should do it themselves, but I think giving it to a client is really jarring sometimes. And also, it doesn't really reflect what happens in life. But okay, so your dashboards are a little bit all over the place that, yeah, there's a probability that you'll be fine. And maybe if we have bad markets and a bad string of luck, you won't be. Is that basically how it turns out?
That is 100%, Jill. And now approaching my 55th year, and you know, according to the dashboard, I can retire. There's that difference between what the dashboard said and what I'm feeling and what is actually true life. Mm-hmm. And so I'd like to put those two pieces together a little bit to get either one, be more actionable about how our financial picture looks and what the practicality of it is versus what looks really great when we talk to our financial advisors.
Okay. So let's take one step back. Let's flesh out the details. So you're 55. Is your wife also 55?
Yes. We're both turning 55 this year.
Okay. And are you both working full time?
I am working full time, and my wife has her own consultancy.
Okay. Let me go to you first. So, how much do you earn?
I make $215 base and another $175, $200 in variable.
And has it been $175? Have you been able to generate that money? Or okay. So it's fair to say that we could even just $400 is about what you're making. Is that about right?
Yes, in the zone between 375 and 400.
Okay, I'm just going to say that then. All right, let's do that. Okay, now your wife, she is a consultant, and how much does she earn?
She has one client, and she brings in about 200, 215.
Let's say 200. Okay, do you guys have kids?
Nope, no kids, no plants, no pets.
Okay, now you are in South Carolina. Do you own your home?
We do.
What's it worth?
It's worth between 1.6 and 1.8.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. Is there an outstanding mortgage?
There is. There's about $400,000 outstanding mortgage.
What's the interest rate?
2.25.
Oh, my God. 30 year?
No, 15 year.
Okay. And when did you get that? When did you assume?
We got 10 more years left.
Okay, 10 to go. Got it.
Yeah.
Do you intend to stay there?
Not really, but I feel like I love this house because I love this mortgage.
I could be that person. Yes. I could totally fall in
love. Terrible reason to stay someplace.
Stop it. It may not be. It may be the third worst, but it's not a terrible reason. All right, Eli, Do either, I presume neither of you have pensions that are floating around. Is that right?
No, it's all 401k stuff.
So let's talk about what you guys have accumulated. So let's start with retirement assets. And you have a current 401k?
I do. So the only other thing I'm going to add to property, we also do have a place at the beach that's paid for.
Isn't South Carolina like a whole beach? Okay.
It is. But, you know, when you live in the city, you like to go see the trees and, you know, it looks like The Notebook or, okay. you know, all that. It's just different.
Or The Help. If I may invoke the South. Okay. What is the beach worth?
It's about $460.
And that is something you want to keep?
I think so. Cause if we don't use it every weekend, it could go on the rental market.
Okay. Now let's get back to retirement assets. You've got a 401k. Is it traditional or Roth?
You know what? It was all traditional until this year. What I typically do is I do 100% to the 401k at the beginning of the year until it's done. So I don't pay myself until I pay my 401k. So I've got $260,000 in traditional and $8,000 in Roth.
$260,000 and $8,000. Okay. And what else do you have?
We have a brokerage account of $5.8 million.
Oh, see that, Mark? See where he went? 5.8 million. Here comes the hate mail. But it's in a brokerage account, which is interesting.
Well, because we were trying to be good savers for our entire life. We were like living off of one paycheck. And, you know, before COVID, we were making double.
Oh, wow. Okay. So the brokerage account, joint account. And are you telling me the only retirement asset in your name is this the 401k? Do you also have an IRA floating around?
I do. Between the two of us, we've got 1.3 in one rollover and 2.7 in another rollover.
So 4 million in IRAs.
Yeah. And then we also, for my wife's consultancy, she has a self-employed IRA.
And what's in there?
A little bit over 200.
So you have 4.2 million in traditional IRAs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just checking it. All right.
This is the most we've had in a while.
I love it.
In terms of total
Where are the advertisers from Schwab and Fidelity? Like, what are you guys doing? You're dropping the ball because I'm about to get Eli to go move his money to you. Okay. Wait a second.
My money is in Fidelity.
There you go. Managing it yourself?
No, I got a financial advisor.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. I forgot Monte Carlo. Monte Cristo,
yeah,
I mean.
Because I can't do that myself.
You don't need to. Don't worry. All right. Besides the traditional, the Roth, the 4.2 million in IRAs, the 5.8 in brokerage, what about anything else? Do you have crypto? Do you have high yield savings? Like, what else is going on?
We have $125 in Flourish in our checking account.
Now, ready for the hardest question I'm about to ask? How much?
Yes.
How much do you spend?
I think we spend too much.
Oh, stop it. You got $10 million. Stop it. Come on.
No. We are spending probably between $14,000 and $18,000 a month.
Well, let's say 18. Let's just use 18 as your number. That's your bogey.
I'm curious what they're spending on, though.
Well, they have the big life. They have no kids.
Right,
they're traveling. You got some clubs. You play like golf or something?
Overhead is kooky because, like, our mortgage is with taxes and insurance. It's more than $5,000 a month.
I mean, can we just like calm down for a second? If you spend, I'm even going to guess. Like, let's say you're telling me 18. I mean, let's just say I'm going to round it up. You spend $220,000 a year, and you're making six. Who cares?
I know, but normally, like, my whole our whole like last 30 years has been saving 50% of our money.
So what? Like, why? Past is not present, right? Now remember, like, past performance is no indication of future results.
I know, that's a History Channel.
I mean, come on. All right, so let's just do something fun for a second. You got IRAs, and that's 4.2 million, right? And then we have this other money, this traditional, so that's another 260. Okay, hold on a second. I'm just going to do something fun. So, Mark, there's In traditional assets, there is $4.46 million. Let's give that a haircut, because that's, as Ed Slott likes to say, that ain't all your money. You have a joint owner, and that joint owner is Mr. Uncle Sam to you. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's take that down. Let's say that you have to give 30% up for taxes. Okay. So let's say you've got 3 million after, that's really yours. Of your 4.6, 3 is yours. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, so what we have is 5.8 in that brokerage. I know there's probably some deep cost basis issues, but let's just use this 5.8. Like, if you were to say, what if you looked at the statement right now and it said cost basis, what do you think the cost basis is on the 5.8? 3, 2, 1?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I'm embarrassed.
Don't be embarrassed. That's more important than your Monte Cristo is to understand, of that $5.8 million, what's going to be taxable? In other words, when you sell it, what's going to be where are you going to take a tax hit? $8.8 million is basically what I'm thinking about. I'm just doing like fun, quick back of the envelope. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's say that you have $8.8 million. Some of it is taxable, but let's just for fun, just see like what it would be, what that could generate of on a 4% withdrawal rate. I'll even use 3.5. Okay. Just to be clear. 3.5% withdrawal rate, which you'll hear our interview when we have Ben Carlson on the air, which he thinks is like really silly. He thinks 4 is like so safe and it's dumb not to. But 3.5 for you gives you $310,000 a year.
Mm.
You spend $220,000.
Yeah.
Even if I'm wrong, let's say I've screwed you up because tax-wise, the brokerage account has a larger tax liability. Let's say that you generate $250,000 a year from your portfolio to float your life. Guess what that doesn't include? Social Security. So tell me your Social Security numbers.
Jill, I'm embarrassed. I don't have them.
Mark, they make a lot of money. What's the top Social Security payment right now? Both of them.
They're both probably together. They're probably going to get like, you know, $80,000 a year.
Yeah, at least. Okay.
At least, yeah.
So I'm going to guess it's probably closer to 100, but let's say 80. All right. So, by the way, you have no problems. So everyone take a deep breath. Seriously, no problems. None.
It's mental for him.
It's so mental. First of all, who cares if you're not saving money? You're spending money because you've already saved the money. You've already done the work. Do you want to quit or not?
Oh my God, I do. But I'm like,
right now. Come on. Conference us in.
Yeah. Here's what my deepest fear is. Like, at the age of 55, I want to spend like $30,000 a month, and then I'd like to do like a decreasing balance because like I'm 55.
But wait a minute. You just tell me at 18, you're like, oh, that's a lot. What do you want to spend 30 on what?
Well, but the thing is if I'm not working, I'm going to have more leisure time.
Oh, how about you get a little philanthropic here? Wait a second.
We're philanthropic, Jill. We swear we are.
Okay. If you want to spend 30 in a year, you're having a great year. Fine. Can you go back to 15 then? Because I don't think you can spend 30 straight line every year. I just don't think you can do that because you're young. You can live for 40 years, right?
Right.
So if you're telling me I want to spend 30 for the first couple of years, but then we're going to kind of go back into like 18 land in today's dollars.
Right.
Then I think it's fine. That's really what the Monte Carlo is trying to do. It's trying to smooth out those years. But let's just talk about it in reality. Like $30,000 is a lot of money. You're going to spend twice as much money as you spend right now. Because why? Because you're going to take a $12,000 trip every year. I don't think that's happening. I mean, you could do it a couple times, but I don't think you're doing it every year for the first 15 years of your retirement. And by the way, that $18,000 that you gave me, doesn't that include your current vacations and stuff right now?
It does.
So you're like an extra 12 because we have to go to Sabi Sands in South Africa and have, you know, marble floors in the desert in the African bush.
And look at the elephants. Yeah.
18 to 30. That's 18 to 30. Jump. It's a big jump.
I mean, also like I could spend an extra $12,000 on a vacation, no sweat, but like, I don't do that. I wouldn't necessarily think that that's a good game plan.
Gotcha.
For every year. So if you want to do that, like, so why don't you like it, what, like right now you're taking nice trips, right?
Well, we bought this condo.
We'll sell the condo. So then like either you sell the condo and that's your fun money account and you have 10 years of like, if you're like, okay, I don't need this beach thing.
Right.
Sell it And now you have a little fluff. You can even keep that your like extra fun money, huge vacation fund.
And what about your wife? Yeah. Your wife and will keep doing the consulting?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's she really likes the mental part of it.
Yeah, you're done, but she's all right. I like her better.
And that's a nice chunk. That's a nice chunk of income. So
it is like she could finance your $30,000 for a couple of years.
She really could.
I think you're. I mean, do you really hate work? You have to be honest. You hate it or what?
Yeah, for the most part. But you know,
can you do something like? Can you give me an off ramp for a year or two?
Oh, 100%. Because really, at the end of the day, anything that I want to make an investment in, you know, home renovations, special trips, all that stuff, I want to do that while there's money coming in the door.
All right.
You don't. Well, yeah, but you're sure. Okay, but you probably don't have to. You're just freaking yourself out a little bit.
Totally.
Because you're so used to saving.
I spend 30 grand a year, even though I'm only spending 18 now.
He's so used to saving.
I know. In your head, man. Did you come from meager beginnings?
Yes.
Why are you such a good saver? Like, and why are you driving yourself crazy?
You know, it's that depression era mentality, I think, that I was kind of brought up with.
Okay. Fair enough. I got it.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I'm not afflicted with that. So I think you're going to be fine. I think your dashboard is misleading in some respects, but you have control over this. Mm-hmm. Right? That's really the most important thing. You really do. If your wife's going to keep working and if you're like, well, you know what I want to do? I want to have $30,000 vacations right now, at least for as long as she's making 200, even if you didn't make 375 or four, let's say that mm-hmm. you went to 200, right? You go to your base, mm-hmm. you guys pay your bills on your base salary. Okay.
We do.
And that's fine. And that, so you guys have that, and then you can tap into this money that you've saved. You should take nice vacations while, I mean, why can't you take a nice, fancy vacation while you are working?
Oh yeah, we could do that for sure.
So why don't you do that for a bit? And why don't you keep letting the money grow? But if you hate working, then you can retire when you're 55. That's fine. And you can use some money for, You got to see how your cash flow goes. But if you have a rotten year, you cannot spend 30 grand.
Right.
There's just no way. Not going to work. I mean, whatever. You'll be fine. But it's not great when you're so young. That's what I would say. When you've got a 40-year retirement, you will have a retirement that lasts longer than your working life.
Yeah, for sure.
Think of it that way. So if you want out at 55, I think it's great to say 18, 20 grand a month. Fine. But once you start to say, oh, I want to do 30 and I want to travel, like you're already traveling. So how much nicer travel are you going to have?
No, you're on it. I think you may be in the wrong profession, Jill.
Why?
Because maybe you should be a psychiatrist or a shrink. Yeah,
no, that's no fun because you have to come to the conclusion and I have to guide you there. That's exhausting for me. I've been in therapy my whole life. It's very tiring. I like telling people what to do. You're great. You're fantastic. I think that you guys need to have a real conversation. Eli, you know what I actually think? I also think you need a game plan of like, how are you scaling out of what you're doing? And I don't think you are the type of person who's going to be good just saying, I quit, boom, done. And you go from 400 to zero. I think you should have a game plan to say, okay, here I am. I'm turning 55 this year. I know I could retire, but what's my goal? Well, you know what? I want to scale back. I'm tired. I've been working really hard. I want to scale back a little bit, 56, 57, you know, a couple of years where you see like, I just want to scale back. And during that time when you're scaling back, you've got to figure out what the hell you're going to do with yourself. Because it sounds to me like there's a little anxiety around that too.
Oh, 100%. I just don't want to be bored.
You're not going to be bored. There's so many things in the world to do. I have great confidence. Do you guys have your estate documents done?
They need to be updated, but we do have one set.
Okay. Just make sure that you got that.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to sell anything. Don't worry about that. I mean, only keep the house if you want the house, obviously. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about the mortgage. If you sold the house right now, by the way, and you pocketed a bunch of money, you're going to have to pay some tax, obviously, on capital gains.
Yeah.
But whatever, you have that and you say, hey, you know what? I just want a smaller place and an easier place. And I'm going to buy it for cash and I'm going to end up, I don't know, with a $900,000 paid for city place and a $460,000 beach house, no mortgages. And now instead of the, you know, 18,000, you free up that 5 grand a month that you're paying out. I don't know. There's a lot of ways to make this work where you can spend more money.
Yep. No, that makes a lot of sense because in South Carolina, the insurance is crazy on these houses.
Of course. Of course. I know. All these, you know, all the coastal places.
Yeah.
All right, Mark, don't you think that we're going to, is Eli going to create a lot of anxiety among people listening? You have $10 million. Why can't you be happy? He is happy. It's just that he doesn't know how to not work. And I think that's what we are. That's what we share in this,
right? He's just calling to brag. That's what they'll
say. Is he?
Yes.
What? I don't feel like that.
That's what they'll say.
But isn't that a funny reaction? I don't get that ever. Like, I don't feel like that is not our listenership. We don't have braggarts. We have people who are like, as I say, no judgment. There's no judgment here. You have $10 million or you have $10. I don't really care. Where do you want to go? What's going on?
People get so bent out of shape when other people have large sums of money.
Who cares?
I don't get it. Just worry about yourself.
Exactly. You are where you are, and we're meeting you there. All right, gang. If you have $10 million, if you have $2 million, if you have $2, doesn't matter. Go to our website, JillOnMoney.com. Click the contact us button. Write us a note. Let us know if you would like to come on the air. And don't forget to subscribe to our brandy new show. It's called Money Moves. Check it out. It's on our website. Now, if you don't subscribe to this show, you can do it on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Please leave us a rating and review wherever you listen. And of course, lift someone up. Change your work, change your wealth, change your life. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.